On Tuesday, a $55 billion merger was announced between cable companies Time Warner and Charter Communications. For perspective this morning, we've contacted Larry Sanders, professor at UB's School of Management. Good morning to you, Professor.
Good morning. Nice to hear from you today, Jay.
A pleasure speaking with you as well. And first of all, if you can, maybe get us into the business perspective of these two major companies. What's the goal behind this merger?
Well, an important strategy for these cable providers is to have more leverage when they negotiate with content providers. If a company has 20 million subscribers rather than 4 million, which is very much would happen in this situation, they are able to negotiate from a standpoint of strength with the content providers. That's one of the major reasons I think they do it. And also they generate a lot more advertising revenues.
Okay, now that sounds good, of course, from the company's perspective. Let's bring it then back home then to the subscribers. How do you see this impacting subscribers? Is there a benefit to subscribers?
In the short run, I don't see any silver lining for consumers in the proposed acquisition of Time Warner by Charter. I doubt that the merging of Charter and Time Warner will result in lower costs for consumers. That's my own insight into this situation. One of the things is that, as you probably know, and a lot of people, many families are sporting wireless cable, internet, and landline phone expenses in the $200 to $400 range.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm amazed that this has turned into utility. And I don't think that the prices are going to decrease. I think there's a lot of emphasis in terms of increasing their margins, their profitability. There is, however, in the long run, a potential for increased technological capability for streaming 3D and high-definition content. And I think that they all see that the increased speeds that they'll need for this streaming, uploading, downloading is an important area.
So in that regard, there could be a long-term benefit then for subscribers.
That's what I think will hurt. As a consumer, I'm like everybody else. I just can't believe the size of these bills.
Comcast and Time Warner, their merger failed. The federal authorities just were not going to allow it, it seemed. What about this particular merger?
That would have created such a large, humongous organization. I think that Justice and the FCC looked at it and they said, this is not going to work. And I think a lot of people had a problem with it. I believe that this will put Time Warner and Charter, Charter being the owner of this new company, up in the range of the number of subscribers at Comcast. I think Comcast has something around 24 million subscribers. So it's going to put them in that ballpark. So I don't think that they will look at this as a problem, even though from a consumer's perspective, as I mentioned earlier, I don't think there's going to be a lowering in the cost of per month of all of your fees.
Larry Sanders is a professor at UB School of Management. He joins us by phone this morning. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Jay.